New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hymns for the Road is a fiction podcast that often takes place inside a moving vehicle. Listener discretion is advised while driving. General content warnings are listed in the show notes.
Soon, Amber. Don't you worry.
I'm dying.
You're not dying.
We made it past the solstice just for me to die like this. Whoa, is Amber.
You'll be fine. We just need to find a vending machine.
That last gas station was pretty cheap.
Yeah, I think they really liked our solstice offering.
Can we talk about something else?
Mm-hmm. Sure thing, Copper.
Wish you still had your cards, Glass. It'd be nice to get a hint about where we're off to.
Yeah. I wish I had them too.
Maybe we'll find something else you can use.
Maybe. Though, gotta find some meds for Amber first.
I just want to be able to get better the normal way. Instead of running around like this.
Maybe someday.
Someday when we find the somewhere better. We won't have to bribe anybody to get things anymore.
Sounds great. Wake me up when we get there.
You know, now that it's getting closer to spring, maybe sometime I can
You're
try...
You're not standing up out of the sunroof, darling.
Aww.
What are you writing?
I am drawing this time.
You suck at drawing. What even is that?
It's a rabbit.
That doesn't look like a rabbit.
It looks funny, and that's all that matters.
I didn't mean you should throw it away.
You're not littering, are you?
Of course not. It's art. I'm sure somebody will grab it.
Nobody's gonna want your crappy animal drawing, Glass.
You never know. You drinking your water, Amber?
Of course I'm drinking my stupid water.
Copper, are they drinking their water? Copper? Hey, you all right?
Yeah, I think I'm...
Oh, okay. Take it easy.
I don't think this is a normal sickness.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
I'm pulling over. How are you holding up, cop?
Not great. Better than a moment ago, though.
Steal it by thunder.
I don't think we're gonna make it to a vending machine, Glass. I think we're gonna have to do the healing ritual ourselves.
How are you feeling, Silver?
Peachy.
Silver.
Just a bit of headache. That's all.
Yep, we're cursed.
We already knew that.
No, that's good. That means it's something we can fix. Oh, nuts.
Ritual stuff is in the back. It's at the bottom.
Silver and I can handle it before it gets much worse for you two. Okay. I can handle it before I get much worse. Jeez. Was the cooler always this heavy? What do we even have in here?
It's empty.
Fantastic.
Silver?
Ever heard of a migraine copper?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Glass has it too.
You should sit down, sweetheart.
Yeah, I do not feel good.
Maybe I should get the things.
No, you should not.
Okay. Okay, I have an idea, but you'll have to trust me, hmm?
Trust you with what?
Hang on.
Trust you with what, Glass?
Kill me, Glass. Do it. End my misery. Is that a damn haiku?
Just trust me, okay?
You're writing a haiku about us being sick?
Yes.
What did you just do? Why do you keep throwing paper around?
Give it a second. I'm not sure if it's gonna work.
That was a beautiful poem. I did not know what it meant.
What?
Hey!
Sorry, I'm sorry. I frightened you all again, I think.
Maybe a little.
It seems all your friends are laying on the ground. Oh. That did not look like it was good.
Yeah, it's not.
It seems something has happened.
Oh, I think my stomach is eating itself.
I can't ask you for help. Not formally.
Your voice sounds rather unusual.
Yeah, my head's full of snot. And so is theirs.
Snot? I don't know if that's normal for humans.
Not this kind.
I'm assuming that your head is also full of snot?
No! My head is full of broken glass and beads.
I am confused.
They've got a headache, Aster.
Ah.
Glass, what is going on?
Oh, right. This is Aster, and, they sell me divination.
What? This is the them? The one you were being vague about after you lost those dumb cards? We saw them in that swamp!
And also we are—
Stop! Okay, we can get into that later when we're not all dying.
Glass, this is a bad idea. You got enough debt already.
Debt?!
I don't need to take payment for anything. If, for example, I overheard you all talking about whatever thing would help at the moment, and I happen to do that thing, of my own accord, you understand.
I don't trust this.
Silver, I will literally take whatever help I can get right now.
But
I will kill you. I will strangle you with my hands.
Jeez, Copper.
Guys, I think we should try getting the ritual stuff out of the trunk.
There are a lot of things in this trunk.
Class, are you talking about the navy blue duffel bag? The one that has what's left of our ritual stuff in it?
Yes. That is the bag I am talking about, Copper.
I think my skull is gonna pop like a balloon.
I seem to have found something.
Was it the dark blue duffel bag, or was it the light black one?
No, what does light black mean?
It's the dark blue one!
I thought this one was dark blue.
The stuff sure is not in the black one. Is in a different bag.
Oh! I don't know what this is.
That's a tire iron.
I wonder what it's for.
It's for changing the tires.
I think I'm dying.
You're not dying, Amber. You're just dramatic.
How do you know I'm not? Kitty. She's come to rescue us.
That is a cat. How nice. I wasn't aware you had one of those.
She visits us a lot, and she's a very good girl.
Perhaps there is a chance the cat is the cause of this?
No!
Oh, all right. Sorry. I'm sorry.
Come here. Oh, petting her makes it feel better. It doesn't fix it, but it sure helps.
I don't mean to rush you, but can you... I really like it if you fix this faster.
I don't mean to rush you either, but if you don't look faster, I'm going to die in front of all of you.
Don't blame me. I was distracted by the cat. Oh, I think I see it.
What was... Something just happened.
Whatever you just did. Don't do it again.
I was only moving your things around.
It's in the car. Whatever's doing this, it's in the car.
I think a spell went bad.
I think it's this.
It's not? That's a kettle.
I have a friend who lives in one of these.
That's great.
We could meet them someday.
No, thank you.
Very well, then. I found this.
That's a bungee cord.
It's stretchy.
Yeah, it is. Please focus.
Apologies. I can't move things around to look. Last time you all did not like that very much.
Do it anyway. We need to find that bad spell.
And we are positive the cat is not the cause of this.
The cat is not causing
this. She's a perfect angel and has never done anything wrong.
I'm going to try something. This is probably going to be very unpleasant.
I'm ready.
Ready.
Mm-hmm. Hurry.
Brace yourselves. It's out! It's out!
That's it. That jar.
It's this jar.
Yes!
Stop shaking it around.
Right.
What's wrong with it, Copper?
It's rotten. It must be causing this.
How is it rotten? It's just broken pieces of glass.
That's me.
Spells go bad sometimes. See all the crusty stuff in there?
It's your call, Copper.
Help me bury it.
Oh, hurry!
We're hurrying!
That's enough. I think that's enough.
Put it in.
I can seal it if somebody hands me a spray can.
It just so happens I found one.
It worked.
Ooh, good job, y'all.
Oh, hell, I can breathe.
Ooh.
Kitty cat. There when we needed you most.
Nice kitty.
No, come back.
She'll be fine. We'll see her again.
She always shows up in the weirdest places.
Yes, well, cats don't like to stay in the same place as we'd like them to.
Glass, I think we need to talk.
Yeah.
I'm getting a feeling I probably should not be here for...
No, I think you should.
Really, Silver?
Yeah, Silver, really?
Glass, I think now's the perfect time to explain to everybody what's really going on here.
I don't mean to be rude, but looking right at them kind of makes my head hurt a little bit.
Oh,
I don't mean to make it sound like a bad thing. I just...
I can try this. This could work better.
Yep, that works great.
A bit uncanny valley, if you ask me.
I don't think I know how to look more human. It's already not terribly comfortable.
You look perfectly human, that's the problem.
Amber.
Sorry.
Glass. The story.
We met at the truck stop. When we all got offers from different folk.
I didn't. I got left in the parking lot.
Yeah. And remember when we were stopped at that old barn and I kind of disappeared out of reality for a second?
Yes.
I was talking to them. They offered me divination in exchange for art. Stories.
Sometimes poems.
And sometimes poems. And sometimes terrible animal drawings.
I like those.
And that's what you've been throwing out the window all winter?
Yeah. Sorry.
It's not litter. I caught all of them.
This is so cool of you.
What do you mean?
You were using your cards to communicate. That's why you got so upset when you lost them, isn't it?
Yeah. That bunker was neat at first. But, you know, it's not like I could have opened up that huge door every day to toss a note out. And I don't think they would have been able to say anything back to me in there anyway.
Why is that important? You're not, like...
No. No, of course not. It's not like that. We're just friends.
Yes. Just
yeah.
Friends.
Everything's fine. I'm fine.
Glass, I grew up in a place that had magic even before the change. And I grew up being told to never trust folk like them.
You also told us that they're not all evil.
They're not all evil, Carter. But they're also not human. There's something else. Something beyond us. They don't understand us or our morals or how we work. I don't mean no offense, Aster. But you could hurt Glass without even realizing.
Gotta have that magic, though, right?
What?
Nothing.
Listen, y'all. Glass doesn't have the cards now. We did just fine without them before this. Now might be a good time to make a choice about if you want to keep doing this.
I think Glass should keep doing it.
Really?
We have to get to the somewhere better. We've been looking for years and we still haven't found it. I think we should use whatever resources we have. And having one of the folk as an ally could really help us.
Copper, we don't know what Aster really wants.
I want to understand. High as I am in my house, I can't make art. Only those with a human touch can do that. Most who enter our ranks lose that touch along the way. The ones of us in between, they have something I don't. Something special. I only want to understand it. It is worth the risk for me.
What do you... You said risk. I thought I was the only one with a risk.
I like to think I'm aware of the danger I present to you. And I am doing my best to minimize that in any way I can.
But tell me about...
Would you... I want to know if you're gonna help us find safety. Permanent safety.
I can give them magic. And I can keep using it to channel pieces of the future.
I think we need a stronger deal than that.
I'm unsure what you mean.
All of you run on rules. We need to set some of our own.
Yeah, a compromise. I like the sound of it.
Glass, I don't want you giving up stories from your own life. Think you can make things up?
Silver, I am so good at making things up.
Aster, how... Tell us how you feel about that.
Any art is still valuable to me, especially if Glass has written it.
All right. I don't want you appearing out of nowhere no more.
Very well.
Glass, if you call them, you gotta tell us first.
Got it.
I think Aster should agree not to tell any of their people about Glass if we agree not to tell any of ours about Aster.
Agreed.
And most importantly, this is not a contract. If either party... wants to back out of this. No consequences. Not asking any questions. Not giving any answers.
That's on us. No questions.
No questions.
Amber?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. No questions. I'm getting back in the car.
Amber? Wait a second.
I want to drive. It smells like copper's puke in the back seat.
I got all of it in a bag.
Still stinks.
Hey, Amber. What's going on with you? You seem upset.
I'm doing so great. Don't worry about it.
You sure?
Why don't you ask your new best friend?
What?
I'm counting down from 20, and whoever isn't in the car when I hit zero is getting left on the side of the road.
Almost there. I just need to stack a few more things.
I'm gonna give Aster a real goodbye. I'll be right there.
You better hurry. I'm not waiting long.
Yeah. Don't drive away without me.
You're not going far, are you?
No. I just need to ask. Well, not ask. You know what I mean. I need a little more information from them before we leave.
Okay.
Bye, Aster.
Farewell, smallest one. They all seem nice.
You said risk earlier. You said it was worth the risk to you.
Perhaps I did say that. Maybe.
I want to know what that means.
I'm surprised you don't already know.
I don't. I'd like you to explain.
You understand the risk to yourself, then, I assume.
Of course. Everybody knows it can cost your humanity if you, fraternize with the folk. But I know you're not going to do anything like that. You probably would have done it by now if you're planning to.
It's not my choice. It's just a process.
What? I don't know what you mean.
We're different now than before your kind brought us to the surface. More of us have minds and voices and bodies when we choose to have them. We can be in one place when we want, instead of spread over 1,000 places and times. We can be more like you.
I thought that's what you wanted. To learn more about how we see things.
It is, but the closer we get with humans,
So if we keep doing this, you'll become more human.
And you'll become more folk.
Well, I don't feel any different right now. I guess we can cross that bridge when we get to it.
I suppose you're right.
But thank you for all your help, Aster. We couldn't have made it out of all of that without you.
You're more than welcome.
Take your time, Glass. We got all the daylight in the world.
I've got to go. I'll find something else I can use to divine.
I'll speak with you then.
Finally.
Wow, Amber. You were right. It does smell a little like barf back here.
Sorry.
Let's go find some place where we can brush our teeth, y'all.
Yep, let's go.
Bye, Aster.
Hymns for the Road is a podcast written and produced by Anna McGuire, starring Maurice Thomas as Silver, Pao Panganiban as Glass, Grizz Sibanek as Amber, Tabitha Bardal as Copper, and featuring Justice Washington as Aster. Original music by Joshua David Mitchell. This episode's hymn is I Am a Pilgrim, an American folk song. Sign up for our newsletter at hodgepodgeaudio.com or support our work on patreon.com/hodgepodgeaudio. Thank you for listening.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Most weight loss plans are one size fits all, not taking into account each person's individual needs. Noom is here to change that. Noom Weight uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account your unique biological factors, which also affect weight loss success. The program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. Everyone's journey is different, so your daily lessons are personalized to you and your goals. One of the great things about Noom is that it's nourishing instead of restrictive. They focus on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything for that matter. Have cravings? Food FOMO? Noom can help you lose weight while still enjoying your favorite foods. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com.